Hello, this is Joy Biggs.
Yes, hi, this is Char, returning your call with customer service.
Thank you for that. I was waiting. I'm calling about a charge on my bank account that I do not understand. It was on the 15th of February and the 16th of February evidently is when it went out of my bank account, but it was charged on the 15th. And it was for $59.97, and the company listed is Swifton Hance, and I don't even know what that is.
Yes, ma'am. Can I please get your zip code?
Sure. 75072.
And that first and last name?
Brenda Biggs.
Yes, ma'am. I do see you right here. Just for security purposes, can you please verify that shipping address for me, please?
Yes, 2216 Old McGarrah Road, McKinney, Texas, 75072.
Okay, so yes, ma'am, I do see here on January 31st, you had did our smartwatch. How is that product working for you?
Not great.
Yes, ma'am.
To tell you the truth, no, not great at all.
Yes, ma'am. I'm so sorry to hear that. That's actually one of our best sellers. I actually have one myself.
How's yours doing?
It's working well. I mean, because it helps. I wear it to work every day. It helps track my stats. It monitors
your
heart rate.
Yeah, that's what I thought it would do. But
yes, ma'am.
Anyway.
So what it was is, with that watch, it was a trial. So we let you try to watch out for just the shipping costs for 14 days. And then if we don't hear from you within those 14 days, we bill you the full amount on that 15th day.
Oh, you're kidding.
No, ma'am. I'm sorry, but it is a one-time charge, and it won't be any more charges or anything else on your account or product. It was just a one-time charge for $59.
Was that made very clear online when I fell for the first part of the push to get charged?
Yes, ma'am. It stated that it was a free trial online.
But does it say how many days I had? I'll send it back to you and get that charge dropped for $59.97. I'm already out having it sent the first in the trial thing that I fell for. But I'll send it back to you if I can get the address and get that dropped off my account, please.
Yes, ma'am, I understand. Let me see here. Or what I can do for you is I can do a 35% refund.
Well, that's not going to help me enough.
Hold on,
after
one second.
Let me see. COVID stuff,
okay.
I'm a retired teacher, and I can't do this.
Yes, ma'am. So what I was able to do for you was I was able to do a 50% refund.
50% refund. Okay, I'll have to talk to my husband and see if he'll agree to that. Okay, I'll talk to him and see if that'll work.
Oh, do you want me to hold? Or?
No, he's not here. He's gone to work. I'll have to wait until tonight and call tomorrow. If you would, go ahead and put that 50% though immediately.
Give me 1 second. Now, if I do the 50%, hold on 1 second. Let me put the notes in so I can make sure. Let's see how we can do this, okay?
Okay, I understand.
Okay, so because if I do the 50%, there wouldn't be any, like, there's nothing else that you will be able to do after today.
So I can't get the whole thing back tomorrow if I assistant
do the
that.
50%. Correct. So what I did put in a note. That's what I was doing. I put in that I offered you 50% refund, and you said you was going to call back after speaking with husband tomorrow.
Okay. Thank you. And that's in the computer?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And could you give me your name if I have to give a name to connect with?
Yes, ma'am. It's Char.
How do you spell that?
C-H-A-R.
Just like I'd think. Oh, that's a pretty name, by the way.
Well,
it reminds
you.
Me of Cher, only it's Char.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. Okay. Well, thank you, Char. And I'll talk with Larry, my husband, tonight because he's all upset about every charge he saw.
Oh,
okay. And he wanted to see the watch, and then he got mad at me because he had bought me a Polar watch that does the same thing, but it would never coincide with the computer for me to really keep up with it. So I thought, okay, this will be an easier to do. Anyway, it wasn't. It hasn't. And so I just need to forget it. But I will talk to him and call you back tomorrow.
Okay, yes, ma'am. So I made sure I put that in so then that way when you call, they understand the call.
Do I have a reference number, anything I need to give when I call
tomorrow?
No,
ma'am. When you call, you'll just do the same steps. You'll give them your zip code, and then they ask your name, and then verify your shipping, and then everything will pop up after that.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your help, Char. I know I'm sorry for the problem or the trouble. But
No, it's no trouble at all. I understand.
Thank you.
You're
Thank
welcome.
You very much. Bye-bye. Have
all
a good
right.
day.
Thank you so
Bye-bye.
Much. You too. Bye.